Arizona Mexico Commission is meeting over the next couple of days in southern Arizona. And joining us now is Michel Morisco, senior editor of KJZZ's Fronteras Desk. Michel, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So this is an event that happens twice a year in Sonora and here in Arizona. We've already heard about new customs projects here at the Mesa Gateway Airport, where SkyBridge, first airport in America to house customs officers from both countries, creating an international hub. You've covered the ADOT project that will improve the Mexican highway leading to Rocky Point. There could be some great highlights at this summit this year. What are you expecting?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I expect more of the same focus on this quote-unquote mega region that Arizona and Sonora have been pushing for the past year or so. And this is this climate of working together to try to draw industry. That's going to be the big push at this summit. Then they're not only pushing for cross-border industry, but also, it's interesting, they're going for cross-border technology. In Puerto Peñasco last year, like you said, the focus was on the improvement to the Mexican highway leading to the port. There was also a major focus on education and partnerships between Arizona and Sonora campuses. This year, it's going to be business.
Now, you've reported on this before. We've also heard the politicians here in Arizona talk about those traditional business interests that both states have always shared. There's agriculture, like farming and ranching and mining. But so you're saying there could be a push in a different direction now?
Yeah, I interviewed Bruce Wright, and he's the Associated Vice President for Tech Parks Arizona at the University of Arizona. And this is what he had to say on what he calls the innovation economy.
Well, I mean, the innovation economy is all about discovering and developing new technology and then integrating that technology or infusing it into the economy in the form of products and services that can then generate economic development. Both Arizona and Sonora have made a strong commitment to expanding the technology sector within both states, and we see the opportunity for collaboration between the two states and mutually beneficial kinds of outcomes.
Okay, and what kind of economies are the two states really aiming at here?
And he's speaking about aerospace and automotive industries. Wright and others, they're looking to expand the autonomous vehicle industry, both on the streets, but also in the mines. And they want to use existing and create new infrastructure on both sides of the border. And they're also looking to the drone market. I also spoke with Mary Darling. She's the CEO of Darling Geomatics, and they're a high-tech survey company that creates 3D maps of areas.
I'm going to talk about innovations that apply to the automotive, aerospace, power, mining, and agriculture industries.
Now, Darling is interesting. She has extensive experience working in Mexico, but even she's going to be here today to learn what new projects that she can apply her specific technology to.
And in addition to the states, we've got some growing cities that are strongly represented in this year's commission as well. What sort of ideas are you hearing that cities might have to woo some of these new industries?
Yeah, so one that really caught my attention was Douglas, Arizona. They have some marked improvements that they're really eager to show off. They spent about $20 million to finally upgrade their wastewater treatment plan, and they're even adding faster internet. They're bringing in an agreement with Cox Cable for 100 megabytes per second of internet speeds. Those are two major selling points that Douglas Mayor Robert Uribe is going to introduce today, and I spoke with him yesterday on this.
Two components to, you know, expanding the wastewater treatment at $20 million, the internet improvement. I mean, now we are in a competitive market. Now we can, and plus we have other incentives for businesses that are looking to expand and grow their business. And that puts us in conversation because in the past, our infrastructure was not that sound.
So, Michel, as you talked about, there's been a great economic relationship, again, rebuilding recently between Arizona and Mexico, really vital to this region. Did you get a sense from the folks you talked to that there is optimism that at this micro level, the two sides can battle through, continue the great relationship? Even at the national level, there's a little bit of concern.
Well, and that was a major concern and a focus last year was how are these areas, these mega regions, Arizona and Sonora, how are they going to thrive and work together in this time of absolute contentiousness? You know, on the other hand, when you look at the World Cup agreement that was just announced yesterday, in spite of the politicking, the Twitter attacks, the commentaries, both countries do appear to ultimately get along and hit that bottom line. And then this summit, this time, it's going to be business.
From KJZZ's Fronteras Desk, that's Michel Marisco. He's reporting from the Arizona-Mexico Commission 2018 Summit in Tucson. Michel, always good to talk with you. Thanks.
Hey, thank you.